أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا لن نؤمن بهذا القرآن ولا بالذي بين يديه ولو ترى إذ الظالمون موقوفون عند ربهم يرجع بعضهم إلى بعض القول. In the previous ayats, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained that Allah had sent Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam to the whole of mankind and all of jinn until the day of Qiyamah. And particularly, one of the major teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is a reality and a fact that there is life after death and we will be answerable for all our actions in the year after. The non-believers just could not conceive that how can a dead body come back to life again. And this was the main objection. And even with regard to the Quran Sharif, because the Quran Sharif taught that there is life after death, therefore they refuted and refused to believe in the Quran Sharif as well. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا or كَهْنَ لَغَيْ مُنْكِرٍ These non-believers, they started saying, لَن نُؤْمِنَ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ ہم ہرگیز نہ مانیں گے اس قرآن کو. We will definitely not believe in this Quran. وَلَا بِالَّذِينَ بَيْنَ يَدِهِ وَلَا بِالَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدِهِ اور نہ اس سے اگلے کو. And neither the heavenly scriptures that had come before, that is the Torah, the Injil, etc. Because all the scriptures taught of life after death. وَلَوْ تَرَا إِذِ ظَالِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ اور کبھی تو دیکھے جبکہ گنہگار کھڑے کیے جائیں اپنے رب کے پاس. This is, they are making a very big noise now. And just like in the world today, materialistic world. And further than that, the atheistic world that don't believe in Allah, that don't believe in the Akhirat, and the materialistic world that has made material things their God. That all we just must have material things, enjoyments, comforts of this dunya. And that is our object of our life, in fact the God of our life. So these people do not believe in the year after, and they're trying to prove, give scientific proof that the world was not created by Allah, but they come with the Big Bang theory. Man was not made by Allah, and they come with Darwin's theory. All this big noise they are making, and all these theories they are presenting, and all the studies they are presenting in universities, etc., that is all for year. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, if you could see that scene that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, if you would see that when these non-believers will be standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, and now they will have to answer for all these wrong beliefs which they had made and which they were spreading in the world. And so many people started believing all these wrong beliefs. So Allah says, if you could see that scene that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ ایک دوسرے پر ڈالتا ہے بات کو. And they all will be accusing one another. That is common man psychology. Whenever something goes wrong, then we always look to point a finger at somebody else. Nobody wants to take the blame that you did this, you did that, that's why this thing went wrong. And when something comes right, then we all want to take the credit for it, that I did this, I did that. So when these things will go very terribly wrong on the day of Qiyamah, and they will be facing punishment, and in the court of Allah Ta'ala, they will be facing this judgment, then all will start blaming one another. يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا کہتے ہیں وہ لوگ جو کمزور سمجھے جاتے تھے برائی کرنے والوں کو. Then the weak people will accuse the strong people. The followers will accuse their leaders and say to them, لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ Had it not been for you, we should have been believers today. You people misled us. You told us all the wrong things and we just followed you. It's your fault. Why did you mislead us? They will accuse their leaders, and those leadership are those people who are in stronger position. قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا کہنے لگے برائی کرنے والے ان سے جو کہ کمزور سمجھے جاتے تھے And then the strong people, the leaders, will accuse the weaker people. They will accuse their followers and say to them, أَنَحْنُ صَدَدَنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ إِذِ جَاءَكُمْ کیا ہم نے روکا تم کو حق بات سے تمہارے پاس پہنچ چکنے کے بعد. Did we stop you from believing in the right thing when the right came to you? The right was taught to you. The truth was taught to you. We didn't force you and say that you must not believe. And this is what Shaitan will also say on the day of Qiyamah. I did not force anyone to do wrong and to believe wrong. I only presented the wrong things in front of them. I did not force them to believe. The leaders will tell their followers also, we did not force you people to believe these wrong things. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ کوئی نہیں تم ہی تھے گنہگار. And the leaders will say to the followers, it is you who are wrongdoers and you are the guilty ones and the criminals. Both, that is, normally criminals will always accuse one another. Whenever their plot goes wrong, they accuse one another. This will happen on the day of Qiyamah also. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَضْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا اور کہنے لگے وہ لوگ جو کمزور رکھے گئے تھے برائی کرنے والوں کو. And then the followers, the weak people will say again to their leaders, to the strong people, بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ کوئی نہیں پر نہ فریب سے رات دن کے. It isn't, but you people were making these plans day and night. Just like presently, we are bombarded with what and what on the TV, in the newspapers, on the internet, in the schooling, in the university degrees. All evil and wrong we are bombarded with. So they will say that you people bombarded us with this wrong from all sides. We had no choice but to believe. اِتَّأْمُرُونَنَا أَن نَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ جَبْ تُمْ هَمْ كُو حُکَمْ كِيَا كَرْتِي تھے کہ ہم نہ مانے اللہ کو. And in all, you made the material our God, to have a materialistic life. And you turned us away from true beliefs and the right beliefs. وَنَجْعَلَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا اور اس کے ساتھ ہم برابر کرے ساجی. And that we should associate partners with Allah Ta'ala, whether it was the idols of the past or whether it is the modern idols of technology, that we believe they also have got power, they also can do things. Whether it is the idols of governments, that governments have got power like Allah has got power, that education has got power, and we say knowledge, education is power. We must educate our youngsters. So if you feel these things are equal to Allah, that they also have got some power, they also can do things, and you made other things besides Allah gods. وَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَوُ الْعَذَابِ اور چھپے چھپے پچھتانے لگے جب دیکھ لیا عذاب. And these people will start in their hearts when they will see there is no way out. We are found guilty in the court of Allah and we have to face the punishment now. Then that guilt they will hide first in their heart. And they will still, they had that pride in them, they will still try and cover up their guilt and show their pride still. وَجْعَلْنَا الْأَغْلَالَ فِي أَعْنَا الذين كفروا اور ہم نے ڈال دیے ہیں تو گردنوں میں منکروں کے. Then we will come and throw the loose around the necks of these people who had disbelieved, and they will be dragged now and taken to the fire of Jahannam. هل يجزون الا ما كانوا يعملون وہی بدلہ پاتے ہیں جو عمل کرتے تھے. And it will be said to them, and reality is that you only will get what you had done, what actions you did, the reaction has come accordingly today. So yeah, in this ayat we are warned very severely that we should think, and just following every ideology and all types of thing, this wrong beliefs of the other, of Shias, of Salafis, etc., and also making materialistic things our God, the consequences will be very severe on the day of Qiyamah. We must make absolutely sure that we have got true Iman, true Tawheed, and the following of the Sunnat and the love of Deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Otherwise a person will face these consequences, whether amongst the leaders or amongst the followers, amongst the strong or amongst the weak, all will be taken, humped together, and then thrown into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah guide us to righteousness.